As an active student at UW-Bothell who wants to see more resources distributed to students, it has been compelling to learn that the university had rejected the opportunity for students to connect to the greater community, not allowing the approval of a low-power FM license. To understand the full impact of the FM license being taken away, I decided to search for answers nowhere other than UWave.
I am Caitlin Ann Motz, and the position that I held at UWave was programming director during the 2016 year.
I met with Caitlin Motz in her office during her downtime. She works as a computer support technician at UW-Bothell and the former programming director of UWave. She reflects on the initial rejection of the FM license by the UW administrators. In 2013, students saw UWave was growing. They decided to apply for a low-power FM license after the FCC announced they would be opening the dial to more low-power radio stations, but the UW administration thought otherwise.
UW-Bothell administration had decided that the radio station was not ready for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and that a student-based organization could not be responsible enough to hold this license. So they decided to revoke their support for UWave and therein return the license back to the FCC, disallowing UWave to use it.
Even with the negativity, UWave fought back to try and regain the license they had worked so hard for.
The UW-Bothell administration was pulling out of supporting the license, and myself, as well as the two station managers at the time, and Amishan, went over and had a conversation with the chancellor to discuss ways we could actually prove to them and show to them that we are ready for this license. And then we came up with a set of guidelines of things we needed to do to show administration that we were ready for this license. And while we had met every single one of those stipulations that they had set forth, they still decided that we were not ready for the license and ultimately pulled it away from us.
Next is Justin McMahon, a DJ for UWave and hosts his own show called Boundless Radio on the UWave online broadcast.
Welcome back to Boundless Radio. My name is Justin. I am your host.
Many UWave members felt crushed having the license be rejected, even though they had collaborated with the local community directly to make the FM license a reality.
So UWave as an entity, particularly in the beginning, was very active in engaging with locally elected officials and community leaders around the Bothell area, and received a lot of support from some folks in the state legislature that had prioritized and really championed community radio.
UWave even received a grant in their pursuit of their FM license.
We did. We had $35,000 that was granted to us from, the legislature. Senator Marilyn Chase was a champion on that issue. So we had funding. It was decided that we would not invest that funding to make good on the promise of that LPFM license.
Meet Bradley Law, a station manager at UWave working in the UWave station, a small room located in the Husky Hall building where they can only broadcast online.
So it limits us to connecting to the local community. People are driving around, they're scrolling through stations. And since UWave is only it's not FM based, it's going to be listened through online. So we could get outreach through online, but locally to the community and to the Seattle area, it's very limited.
For the future, UWave members hope they can connect students to the local community, even without the FM license, by spreading as much awareness about UWave throughout the UW-Bothell campus.
I see us having more members growing into a functioning organization, more roles being filled in, and there's going to be more shows being hosted, more time slots being filled in, and I still feel like, it could change, but I feel like most of our outreach is going to be coming from online, internet, and word of mouth. I guess you could say that's a good way to reach out to the local community, but without the FM license, it's not the most effective.
By rejecting the FM license for UWave, the UW administration has cut off a great resource for students that could have helped them network and connect with the local community outside of UW-Bothell. To learn more about UWave, find them at uwave.fm or contact them directly at info@uwave.fm. This has been Sinead Rafferty reporting from the University of Washington-Bothell.